Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Oscar-nominated Italian film Yo Capitano looks like it's about to tell a depressingly familiar story of third-world refugees and their doomed efforts to reach safety in West Europe. But this isn't quite that story. We meet two teenage cousins in the West African country of Senegal. Unlike many regions nearby, things are not that bad here. Seydou and Moussa are still at school, but they're secretly working after class to save money for their big plan. They're both musicians and they're sick of just playing drums at family street parties. They have big ambitions, particularly Moussa. We could be playing in Europe, he tells the impressionable Seydou. White people will be asking for our autographs. Knowing that their parents will say no, they decide to run off anyway and seek their fortunes. This, despite warnings from their older neighbours, if you set off across the Sahara Desert, you'll surely die. And those hard-earned savings won't go far. Everything costs money, even getting the blessing of your ancestors, apparently.
Assalamu alaikum, sunu mami. Nyongeni nui bubak. Nadanyi waja dem.
The bus takes them to a town in nearby Niger, where they spend more than they expected to board an open truck careering across the desert. And it's not just them. There are over two dozen other desperate travellers hanging onto the side of the truck, if they're lucky. Seydou and Moussa manage to stay on board. That's good. But soon the truck drops them off, not at some Mediterranean port, but in the middle of nowhere, expected to walk the rest of the way on foot. That's bad. And woe betide you if you fall behind, helping an older woman in distress. Things get even worse when the footsore caravan crosses the border into Libya and they're suddenly attacked by armed thugs in jeeps demanding money. Money or die, they scream. And when Moussa tries to hide the last of their savings, he's dragged off, leaving Seydou bereft and broke. It all looks hopeless, but the movie Yo Capitano and its director Matteo Garrone have plans for our young hero. At Seydou's lowest ebb, he strikes up a friendship with an older builder, and miraculously, the pair get some work. Okay, maybe it's not the happy ending Seydou has been hoping for, and we're barely halfway through the movie yet, but it's a start. And he sets himself a task to find and rescue Moussa if he can. So all his spare time he visits the many camps of Senegalese workers looking for his cousin.
Melita, ngan buah bunyo, tapi lihat kalau lima.
I've been describing Yo Capitano as an odyssey rather than the tragic journey into the heart of darkness we've become so used to in stories that start like this. But what it shares with Homer's epic is it never allows us to lose faith that Seydoux will somehow get where he's going, unlikely as that sounds.
Si jamais tu conduis le bateau, je t'emmène toi et ton ami.
Je suis pas capable de conduire ce grand bateau là. Il y a beaucoup de personnes, il y a des vies, il y a des enfants. C'est nous. Alors, hello.
And like the Odyssey, it even ends up, to our astonishment, on the sea, with landlubber Seydoux behind the wheel of a boat full of equally over-optimistic evacuees. Is it the legendary craft of Odysseus and his crew, or is it just a ship of fools? Adding extra mythological weight are occasional scenes of pure magic. Seydoux has no control of his dreams, like one where he walks effortlessly across the sands, pulling a lighter-than-air version of the woman he tried to help. But Yo Capitano is a story based on hopes and dreams, and the ending refuses to judge them. I loved it, and I hope you do too.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.